Central New York businesses are finding more challenges the longer the coronavirus shutdown continues. But some are finding help and even looking toward the future. WAER's Chris Bolt looks at recent data from local employers.
Center State CEO Thursday released results of a business survey. Among his members, President Rob Simpson, not surprisingly, found the lack of customers one of the biggest concerns.
Customers are sort of limited in their ability to get out and shop and spend, you know, limited to sort of online shopping and grocery stores. And at what point will consumers be able to return to their traditional spending patterns? Not only when do they return, but what is their financial ability to spend in the ways in which they were before this crisis occurred?
Supply chain issues are also a growing concern as the crisis goes on. That might be parts to manufacture something or inventory to sell if there's a customer. Center State found 3 out of 4 respondents are seeking help from the federal stimulus program. Simpson says that caused some to postpone layoffs and keep people on payroll. He adds business owners are increasingly realizing this is not a short-term downturn.
And even as things start to reopen, it's not going to happen all at once. It's going to happen slowly, and it may happen over several months. It may take longer than that. And so I think that smart businesses are thinking not just about how they can survive this crisis, but about how they can rebuild their business to be resilient to this crisis and other crises like it in the future.
A few local firms are actually hiring, and Center State has been able to play the role of matchmaker.
I was just on the phone last week with a technology company here in town that has 5 open positions looking for software developers, and we happen to know a number of companies that have put software developers on furlough recently, and so those are relatively easy connections to make, and now this company has applicants for open positions. So it's worked both in sort of a mass market standpoint as well as on a one-on-one basis.
Simpson says once the recession eases, he'll be looking at the kinds of government investments that can boost the economy and employment. He even suggests supply chain and transportation problems that have come to light might become an opportunity to bring more manufacturing here. The city of Syracuse's smart city investments could also position the city well for what emerges as a new and changed economy. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
Center State CEO currently has a follow-up survey open. Find a link and more of their recent data on our website, waer.org.